on BBC Radio Kent. Hey, it's Anna Louise here. Now, Lucas Lyall, originally from Shibbon, moved to Hawaii to follow his dad's acting career, Henry Ian Cusick. You'll know him as Desmond from Lost, and he's currently in The 100 and The Hostage on TV. Well, I caught up with Lucas this week to talk all about his new music, and I asked him how Hawaii compares to Kent.
Ooh, like the antithesis, basically. Well, no, that's a lie. There's still, I feel like Kent had a very nice community feel, and so does Hawaii. But obviously, you know, the big change in like the weather and the fact we don't have any seasons in Hawaii. It's summer all year round. And, you know, we have the beach, jungles, volcanoes, lava, you know.
What do you remember of Kent as a child? Because you must have been about 7 years old when you left, were you?
I was actually 8 and a half when I left Kent. I do have a very strong memory of it. Me and my brothers would always run around the forest. We made, like, a fort out of a fallen down tree, and we used to, like, go sit there and, like, bring snacks and, like, pretend, like, a broken chair is, like, a table. It was a very playful, imaginative kind of place for us growing up.
And then you move lock, stock and barrel over to Hawaii. Your whole life changes. What was it like suddenly with your dad in Lost? And, I mean, he's since been in The 100 as well, another drama and TV series as well. What was it like suddenly moving to America and your dad being in this huge, famous TV show?
Very surreal, to say the least. Very exciting. I mean, when he got lost, we only thought he was going to be there for, like, a year at max, because it was meant to just be, like, a guest role. And then I guess the writers liked him so much, they just kept running him into the show more and more, and eventually we were like, oh, I guess we're going to live here, like, for a long time now. And then 1 year turned into 13 years, so...
Wow.
It's all kind of... It's still kind of crazy that we still live there.
And do you go out and about, and do people recognise you? Do they come up to you and your family? Do they go up to your dad?
They used to a lot more. Like, I remember we went to New York City, 10 years ago, actually, and that was, like, madness. That was, like, every 2 seconds, like, someone was yelling, like, a dad's name or, like, his trade line, which was, like, see you in another life, brother, and all that. So that was pretty intense. But it's kind of died down since then.
And you have followed a career in music. You've now got a new song out. I'm wondering, has having a creative family inspired you? Because you've got your dad, who's an actor in Lost and The 100. He's recently in The Passage on Fox. You've got a mum who is super creative and has been involved in the world of theatre, has written a play. Has this inspired you, Lucas, to follow a creative path?
I think probably in a subconscious level it has, yes. Because I've always grown up around the world of storytelling and having this appreciation for different forms of storytelling. And I feel like my music is my way of storytelling, which I really love. That's one aspect I think really attracts me most to it.
And having a successful family, has that inspired you to think, do you know what, I can actually follow my dreams and pursue a creative path? Because so many people give up on their dreams or think, do you know what, I can't follow that because it's not a proper job.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of come from this place where I do think miracles can happen, because that was everything like that happened to my parents was just such a miracle. And, like, things can change overnight. And it took my dad, like, 20 years to get his big break, so...
So, Lucas, why music? Because most would think you've got this dad who's, you know, in Hollywood, he's in LA, he's filming in Hawaii, he's in Lost, you're sure to go down an acting path. You've got your mum in the world of theatre. You know, why for you was it the music industry?
I have done a bit of acting, actually, and I started out doing... when I was growing up, I did a lot of musical theatre, which I thought I was going to end up doing. But that kind of, I don't know, I just felt like that wasn't for me anymore. So I just shifted to music because I felt like I had my own stories to tell in song form. My older brother is actually doing acting. So he's heading down that path, doing like grinding and all that, like trying to get work. But for right now, he's a PA on Marvel's movies and like TV shows and stuff. So he's kind of working his way into the industry.
And no doubt he will. But for you, it was the music.
Yeah. Yeah, music is what I'm really passionate about right now, yeah.
Listening to your track, it's really dark and quite haunting.
Yeah.
It's almost got like a mystical feel to it.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I've adopted somehow. That's the kind of music I listen to, so I guess that's kind of leaked into my own music.
And when you perform it, when you're either performing it and recording it, or if you perform it live, do you have to get back into that kind of dark zone? Or can you be in a very different place and still sing it?
That's a good question. No, I think I can get back into it. It's a lot like I feel like you can kind of, get back into that headspace and just, just roll with it.
Is it difficult when it's dark and kind of got that haunting vibe? Because I remember Amy Winehouse talking when she was alive about her music and how it was incredibly emotional, incredibly dark, and came from when she was in a really low place. And she found that every time she had to perform it on stage, she would get back in that zone and it would be really kind of emotionally wrenching. And it would send her on this roller coaster again, putting her back into quite a dark place. And in the end, she really had enough of that. And I was thinking, not necessarily that, that it would send you on a roller coaster, but whether you have to get into a specific zone when you perform.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a bit of a drama queen. So I really love dark things anyway. And I love being in that. I feel like happy songs usually kind of bore me and put me to sleep. So I don't really struggle with getting into dark place. I love Amy Winehouse. She's amazing.
Oh, me too.
She's amazing. I think the best songs do come from a dark place. Like, for me anyway, that's where the most meaningful songs have come for me, from times of struggle and all that,
Where did the inspiration from this song come from?
The inspiration comes from, well, on a physical level, it's actually, I wrote it about me and my kind of, it's kind of like the fear of putting on my contact lenses and seeing the world for what it really is with all these rigid details, and seeing the world as kind of not this blurry kind of beautiful enigma that I'm used to living in, because I have pretty bad eyesight. So when I take off my contacts, I feel like I'm very kind of blended in with the world, and ignorance is bliss, basically, boiled down. And so it's kind of about, on a physical level, it's literally about me being I'm taking off these lenses. I don't care. I want to see things the way I see it. I'm in a pointillism painting or something, where I'm not really aware of what's going on. But
this is so interesting.
Coming of age. Yeah, I mean, all the atrocities that's happening on the world with, the gay community, that's really affecting everyone. And it's something you can feel in a really deep way. But it took me 2 years to write, so.
Do you feel like that's something you want to talk about and you want to shed light on?
Yes, 100%, yeah.
Will you ever come back to Kent?
I would love to. I'm going to Scotland this August for the Fringe Festival. So maybe I'll pop over and see and give you a visit.
Yes, please do, and come on the show.
Oh, dude, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
And tell us, because there's a very special reason why you're going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Before you go, tell us why you're going this year.
My mum, her play called Sparkle, just got into the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's a show about me when I was age four, kind of exploring my gender identity and expression, what it means to be a boy living in this very heteronormative world. And it's really cute. It's for little kids, but it definitely speaks a lot to all their audiences and anyone who's human, really. It's about being different and, navigating that in a world that doesn't accept you. It makes me cry every time. Hey, Anna Louise, this is Lucas Lyle, and this is my latest track, True Sight.
We've been dancing on five song ball. Wondering why, wandering alone. The properties of stars don't keep us safe anymore. The flickering windows where the asteroids soar. I bleed to my hair, I come a sun flower. But the dark always returns. Swaying under the clear umbrella sky. When I look above, another sun just burns. When I look above, another sun just burns. Another sun just burns. Another sun just burns. So I'm taking off these lenses. Is the kite. Oh, and my fingers are still dirty. I'd rather sting with my own true sight. Grabs my hand like it's been replaced. Oh, constellations and moths you can no longer trace. Feel our similar patterns woven in tartan skin. falling through the cracks, fading through the maps.
Lyle on BBC Radio Kent. This is Anna Louise with Spring Saturdays.